Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 2nd of December, and I'm recording at 10:12 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time in London. Now, what's happened here today? And another action-filled day, at least, well, for some of the markets. Now, the oil price has slipped back. I'll have more on that in a few moments, but down $1.40 to $1.50 here after that little rally that we had yesterday. And stock markets, global stock markets, are getting around to liking this oil price drop. Well, I think they have all along, but they wondered if it was going to be a very short-run thing, and I don't think so. But again, more on that in a moment. So who did best in here today? Well, most stock markets are higher. Japan, again, firm again, up a little less than half a percentage point on the main indices. But the big one was China. Now, the Hang Seng, which has really underperformed given the demonstrations and student demonstrations, really against the lack of democracy, only gained just under 1.25%, while the Shanghai Composite Index is up a whopping 3.11%. Now, on the year, that takes Shanghai Composite up 28.65%. So that's an impressive move here overall. As I've said on a number of occasions, everybody's scared of China, but or seemed to be, but it certainly is performing in here, and they have opened the monetary taps, which is one very good reason. There's nothing more positive for stock markets or negative than, nothing more positive first than accommodative monetary policy, and nothing more negative than an extended tightening of the overall monetary policy. Of the Chinese markets, well, Taiwan was a bit weaker here, 0.9%. Australia, which has been quite weak on the performance of not only oil, but metals as well, but bounced today from an oversold condition, up 1.4%. India was a little lower, down the second day in a row, and that's 0.4%. The other Asian Pacific markets are all a little bit higher. Looking at Europe, we had mostly gains. Sweden unchained, Switzerland down, the tiniest of fractions. German DAX down a third of a percentage point, and small gains for the others. The best of them, well, it looks like it was Holland, up 1.18% in here today. And Wall Street had a reasonably good day. It was interesting when I opened one of my accounts, and I was just looking at some spread bet positions, and they have a little circular graphic on their on their homepage from time to time, and yesterday it said that 80% of the bets on Wall Street were short. Well, that presumably tempted some people to come in and perhaps buy today. At any rate, up about 0.6% on average. Now, it's not all well there. We've seen a loss of form for the transports index, and that had actually led the rally to the upside. So a little warning there. Certainly, when you look at Wall Street on a daily basis, it's been so persistent. I think I heard on CNBC when I was in the gym that it had not had a two-day down period since October. I think since the middle of October, I think, which is an impressive number in itself. So Wall Street is obviously enjoying being beyond that midterm election in the USA, and that's a very bullish period historically, on average, as I had written and documented. And so still in form, although, as I say, the what led on the upside is weakening weakening somewhat. Had a big downward dynamic yesterday, but was up a little bit in here today. Other markets in the sector: Canada down just the tiniest fraction, Mexico down 0.8%, or nearly 0.9%. Poor old Brazil down 1.27%. In government bonds, the U.S. 10-year yield has rallied for the second consecutive day, up to 2.29%. It's still very low. What would look good would be a move above that 2.4 level that then just ranged. In other words, if it surged to the upside, that would not be good, because that would bring up expectations that perhaps interest rates were going to go up somewhat sooner than generally expected. Some people are calling for higher interest rates, but the US dollar is so strong that I think that would just be, well, pouring oil on the fire of this dollar rally. DXY is up to its highest levels since 2009. It's up to 88.64. So it's taken out a couple of the previous rally highs that we had seen in those years, 2008, 9, 10. And that's a big gain here. So how have some of these other currencies performed against it? And sterling weakened to 1.5639. And the euro, where is the euro? The euro down to 1.2383. That's good for European autonomies here. Consolidate some of those overseas earnings in weak euros. The Aussie down to 1.8447, and CNY, that's China. I'll just bring that up because that can change quite quickly. Well, it's just edging lower here, not much, but it had range traded for a while in the 6.2 yuan to the US dollar. It's now down to 6.15. So there's a little trend showing in here so far, but not a really big move. And the Indonesian, I beg your pardon, the Indian rupee, that was slightly lower yesterday, and it's down again in here today. But at 61.88, so no real problem there. It's mostly matched the dollar here overall, and the Bank of India would like it really at around the 61 level. So 61.8850 is not too bad. And looking also at commodities now, precious metals have given up some of that explosive rally, but silver did best. Silver was weaker earlier on, dropped back to 1609, but is currently at 1642.5 in 0.425 in after-hours trading. That's still down nearly 23 cents, but it doesn't look like much compared to that huge bounce that we saw off the lows. And a Palladium Softer 802.6, and the Platinum market, the weakest of all here, down nearly $25 to 1216 and change. And gold bullion down $13.5 to 1198 and change. Maybe not the bad performance given the strength that we saw in those precious metals yesterday, and also given the headwind from the dollar's rally here today. But it's pretty choppy. It's been very, very choppy recently. But my feeling, and I think if you think back to all the markets where you'd seen a big downside move with a rivetingly consistent trend, that certainly would apply to the gold and silver charts over the last number of months, until just over a month ago, and then you reach a level where you start to get very choppy price activity. Well, because I said yesterday, that indicates a two-way activity has come back into the market. There's some real demand there, and there certainly are reports of various people accumulating gold. There was some disappointment over the Swiss vote. Remember, the Swiss had that referendum, buy back all our gold. They're unhappy when Switzerland had sold its gold a few years ago. Well, that got defeated, and so people were upset because I think they said as much as 1,700 tons of gold would have been purchased fairly quickly. Well, but India is going to buy over, well, between 800 and 900 tons in here this year. And it does it kind of on an annual basis because what's received a lot less attention is the fact that India dropped that 2080 ruling, which was penalizing and private investors who wanted gold and favoring the jewelers overall. So that was a big disincentive, and they've removed that, which is good overall, more freedom. And China also, again, the biggest buyer of all of gold, also the biggest producer of gold, and they're not letting any of it out of China. Interesting. Well, the newest superpower wants to be well represented in the gold stakes, and it's well on the way to achieving that. Last but not least, grains and beans lower in here today, quite sharply lower here for soybeans. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.